the rest of the story. It was quite late at night, and yet by candlelight, the great Dr. Silvius pressed onward in his quest. The key, he was certain, was a specific oil found in nature, the oil of Juniperus communis, the juniper berry. Its diuretic properties were well known, but there were other properties. And if Dr. Silvius could only unleash them, he could produce an incredible blood-cleansing agent, a medicine which might someday be ranked among the great discoveries of the 17th century. So Dr. Silvius drove himself onward, searching for the proper catalyst through which juniper oil could realize its ultimate medicinal potential. Now, it ought to be mentioned, Dr. Silvius was no alchemist. He was considered quite a modernist in his day. He was an ally of the most progressive autonomists and physiologists and chemists. His real name was François Delabeau. He came from a well-to-do family. He studied in Dutch and German universities before establishing a medical practice in Amsterdam. By then, he had already adopted the Latin version of his name and was calling himself Franciscus Silvius. His reputation as a physician grew to heroic proportions. In 1658, the now renowned Dr. Silvius was invited to join the faculty of the University of Leiden. He was soon regarded among the most prestigious professors of medicine ever to teach there. And it was there at Leiden that the great Dr. Silvius first experimented with the oil of the juniper berry. Now, he was absolutely convinced that this oil, properly processed, would make an effective blood-purifying medicine. A blood-purifying medicine. One day, Dr. Silvius discovered the elusive process. And within months, his revolutionary medication was available at apothecaries far and wide. It was called simply Genève, the French name for the juniper berry. The Dutch called it Genever. And they do to this day. And in respect, we realize that Genever was practically the only original discovery Dr. Silvius ever made. Now, he is still regarded among the most significant, among the most important physicians of his era. His research relating to the nature and functions of the various bodily fluids was significant. Indeed, it is his name to which we refer in the Silvian aqueduct and the Silvian fissure. And yet, for all of this significance, for all of these accomplishments, the fact remains that the medical concepts of the great Dr. Silvius were almost exclusively derivative of the research of others, were mostly secondhand, except for this one medication. This one was his own idea. This medication, which the Dutch called and still call Genever. The one true, original, lasting achievement of Dr. Silvius. Enormously popular from its inception. It remains popular. It could be called a medication from Dr. Feelgood. In the light of the 20th century medical science, the medicinal value is questionable. By the way, the English eventually abbreviated the word Genever, and they call Dr. Silvius's miracle medication what it is. Gin. And now you know the rest of the story.